And right now we're going to the phones where we are joined by Carlos Hernandez, Pastor Carlos Hernandez. Carlos, welcome back. It's good to talk to you, buddy.
Hey, good morning, friends. It's good to hear from you guys.
It's good to have you back with us. See y'all recovered. Just stay up, watch the Super Bowl last night.
What do? You just can't root against Tom Brady. The man keeps winning. He's just winning machine.
You just, some New York Post columnist put up a tweet that said, I can't want Brady to retire so I can stop worrying about betting against him.
Yeah, man.
We do have Carlos here as part of Keep Watch. And Carlos, tell us about the ministry of Keep Watch and what you guys do.
Okay, well, the ministry of Keep Watch is about praying for the schools in our community. And the mission of Keep Watch is to see every school covered in prayer so that the power and presence of God are experienced in our communities. And so what we do is we accomplish that by gathering, you know, different small groups who commit to different schools to pray at a certain time that the group commits to. And just, again, we pray through some prayer focuses throughout the week together so that we're all in one accord and just believing for God's life to bring about his presence in our communities, man. We still think that's important, especially in our schools throughout this time.
Boy, we need it during this time, and not just because of the pandemic, but because of all things going on in our school and our culture. We need
exactly,
that prayer
yeah.
more than for our young people.
No, I think about that, what you just said. Every time we walk into schools or we walk around the school, we're praying for the presence of God to shift culture again. And I believe that God listens to that prayer. And so I'm believing that with you, Tommy.
It's exciting to see an encouraging word. You know, we look at so much in our culture that's not encouraging. But encouraging is how much this has grown and how many schools it Keep Watches into and how it keeps growing every year. And knowing that we're here by invitation. I mean, we're not just barging in and praying.
Right.
We have the approval of the schools. The schools, in many cases, invite us in or allow us in. It's exciting to see how that is moving. Schools want prayer in their school.
Yes, it is exciting. It is like a breath of fresh air. I mean, I can't even tell you how many schools at this point. And the expansion has gone from Ohio to Minnesota to Arizona to Michigan, Kansas, and Florida. And so it's like, wow, it's incredible. I know we have so many schools in our district that are being covered. And again, I've experienced that too, where teachers are so thankful to see people in the hallways, just praying for them, holding them up, and they feel supported. It's cool to see.
I know we have more than 100 schools that you guys are praying for.
Exactly.
And I've lost count too. They keep adding all the time. So, Carlos,
every
week, too, when you guys go into a school, there's a theme that you have that you pray over the schools in addition to any particular needs that school might have. And what is your Keep Watch prayer focus for this week?
Well, we're focusing on praying for God's love, right? It is Valentine's week. Okay, reminder for everyone. You got Valentine's is on Sunday, right?
So, thank you for mentioning that. I make some plans here.
Come on, brother. I got you. So we're praying, number one, that people would encounter the love of God in doing so that their hearts would be open to love God and to love others. And so that's the focus for this week.
So could you just pray through that prayer focus and show us how that prayer focus is maybe lift up some schools generally for us here at YesFM?
So the prayer focus is something that every volunteer who participates gets every week, and you're welcome to get that. If you want more information, go to keepwatch.org, and you can get that prayer focus. It's keepwatchprayer.org. Keepwatchprayer.org, and you can get the prayer focus message. It goes like this. Praise God for his love. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. God, we give you thanks for your generous, steadfast, your sacrificial love. Your love resulted in the gift of your son as the sacrifice payment for our sins. Father, we just thank you for your love, and we pray that this week, more than anything, people will encounter your love. And instead of looking for love as the old fun system in the wrong places, that they would encounter your presence in such a way that their hearts would be open to your love. We pray for hearts that love God. We also pray, God, that there would be just a sincere devotion to you. We pray for the kids in the schools and the faculty, God, that there would be just a devotion to you, a surrender to you. Father, would you open up our hearts and the hearts of the teachers and students to love you, God, deeply, wholeheartedly, and make you first in their lives. And Father, we also pray for hearts that love others. Again, like always, in every generation, people are looking for affirmation. They're looking for affirmation and looking for a group to belong to. And people will commit to crazy things just to belong to something or to be affirmed by someone. But we pray, God, for hearts that love others in the school. I thank you for Christians who would show the love of God in the schools. Your word says that they will know that we belong to you by the love that we have for one another. And Lord, I thank you that there will be ambassadors for your kingdom in the schools that allow people to see that, yes, they belong in you. And Father, let your love be felt. Let your people love well. And let your kingdom come, we pray, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Pastor Carlos Hernandez is joining us from Keep Watch as they are praying for their schools. And a reminder, at Yes FM, we also have a school prayer focus each week, the school that we focus on. And if you would like to have your school prayed for at Yes FM, be our school prayer focus, all you have to do is email or text us, studio@yeshome.com. Let us know the name of your school, where it's located, and two or three things that we can pray for them, and we'll make you the prayer focus here on Yes FM for the week. And Carlos, if folks want to find out more information about Keep Watch, maybe about having Keep Watch come into their school, becoming a prayer partner with you guys and a prayer warrior with you guys, or just learn more about the ministry, how can they do so?
So again, keepwatchprayer.org, keepwatchprayer.org for more information. There's several videos there that you can check up, and there's also online training, and so you can, you know, get connected, get involved in praying, and be a part of the team. We welcome you. We invite you to be a part of that with us.
I know that's like available on demand now, right? So you can do that at your own leisure. I think that's important to note, too. You guys are all trained. There's background checks. You guys have lanyards identifying who you are. So we're not just throwing people into schools.
That's super important. We do have background checks. We are trained. We have open communication. Obviously, first we go with permission. We're invited into the school. Some schools, we just walk around on the outside, as opposed to go inside. It just depends on their comfort zone. We, again, are the guests, and we are just excited that they're saying yes to prayer.
Once again, give folks the website.
Keepwatchprayer.org. Keepwatchprayer.org.
Hey, Carlos, thank you so much for joining with us. It's always great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me. You guys have a great week.